Welcome to your daily devotional, July 21st. Once saved, always saved. And our starting point will be from Romans chapter 11 and verse 22. Therefore, consider the goodness and severity of God. On those who fell, severity, but towards you, goodness. If you continue in his goodness, otherwise, you also will be cut off. Today I was on my way home from work, scanning the radio dial, and I came across a Roman Catholic apologist who is denying the Bible doctrine of once saved, always saved. This person's denomination teaches that committal of a mortal sin can negate God's salvation work in a believer. One of the verses they appeal to is that of our text, so we will begin there. But our text is set within the context of the national rejection by Israel of Jesus of Nazareth as Messiah. The individual application is made on the basis of belief and unbelief, not whether one is in a particular individual state of sin or not. It was because of the, quote, unbelief, we've got that word there twice in Romans chapter 11, verses 20 through 23, of Israel, that Gentiles became partakers of the covenant promises of Israel. While some will preach the awful heresy that genuine believers can lose their salvation based on ignorance of context, both the same and others will preach it without the understanding that there are many false professors who never were genuine in the faith that is never saved. In the first place, such as the rocky ground hearers, who when they hear, receive the word with joy, and these have no root, who believe for a while, and in time of temptation fall away. For some, their faith or lack thereof is tested and found wanting. Consider that the Bible is crystal clear on the matter. To be sure, there would be fruit as evidence of true conversion to Christ, but the salvation is a gift, sealed by God the Holy Spirit himself. What God has sealed, let no man unseal. Read the following and find peaceful reassurance that your salvation, Christian friend, is secure in Christ and cannot be lost. John chapter 5 and verse 24. Most assuredly I say to you, he who hears my word and believes in him who sent me has everlasting life, and shall not come into judgment, but is passed from death into life. John chapter 10 verses 27 through 30. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 13 and 14. In him you also trusted, after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, who is the guarantee of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession to the praise of his glory. Hebrews chapter 7 and verse 25. Therefore he is also able to save to the uttermost those who come to God through him, since he always lives to make intercession for them. Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 14. For by one offering he has perfected forever those who are being sanctified. 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 through 5. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith for salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. 1 John chapter 5, verses 11 through 13. And this is the testimony, that God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He who has the Son has life, and he who does not have the Son of God does not have life. These things I have written to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may continue to believe in the name of the Son of God. And finally, our eighth scripture proof text is this one. Hebrews chapter 6, verses 4 through 6. For it is impossible for those who are once enlightened and have tasted the heavenly gift and have become partakers of the Holy Spirit, and have tasted the good word of God and the powers of the age to come. If they fall away, to renew them again to repentance, since they crucify again for themselves the Son of God, and put him to an open shame. That's a hypothetical if. Context is king here. The writer of Hebrews is addressing Jewish believers who were tempted to also try to keep the law in addition to accepting Jesus as Messiah. The writer uses hyperbole to demonstrate the fact that such a thing is, quote, impossible. In fact, the writer points out that it is just as impossible for someone to believe and then fall away as it is impossible for Jesus to be crucified. No apologies to those who engage in a mystical re-crucifixion sacrifice each and every Mass. This verse actually proves that it is impossible for a Christian believer to lose position in salvation before God. Certainly the writer was not contradicting his later and clear statements on the subject in Hebrews chapter 7 and verse 25, in Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 14, which we read. For God's word is without any contradictions. Once saved, always saved, is proven to be a true Bible doctrine.